is.
It's the 26th.
Yeah, sounds about right. I'm Bob.
I'm Max.
And we're off. Crappy week. Crappy week yet again. Everything that could go wrong has gone wrong.
No, I didn't have a too horrible of a week. Wednesday I was out till like 1 o'clock in the morning.
And you still made it to work on time?
No.
You called in Thursday?
I called in a little bit late. I woke up, I'm like, yeah, I'm tired, going back to bed.
I wish I could have done that every day this week. Just so sick of people not being able to make parts to the print, and then we're told just make them work.
As like I've said before, you like that place up until about a week.
Well, it's the fact that all the old people, older guys there, are job securists. If they don't have to do the job, they won't tell you anything about it. If they are told to explain, they show you the bare minimum, and then they go back to doing theirs, like, parts that I'm working on. Grant showed me one part, and then he was gone. Didn't even allow me to ask any questions on the specifics. Because he went beforehand, grabbed one part, cut it down to the proper length, and then did it that without telling me that he trimmed it down.
Yeah, that's actually kind of how it goes in my work. So just...
So hate that childish bullshit.
Just show you the job and then run away? Yeah.
Well, it's not even show me the job. It's do a piece without explaining or taking questions, and then screw it. You're on your own if you get it or not.
Oh, well, yeah, we're not that bad.
Grant's a great welder, but he's a horrible boss.
How many bosses you got in that place?
Well, I'm officially moved over into the manufacturing department, so he's now my newish boss.
Oh.
I don't have to deal with Keith anymore, but the problem is Grant was there 2 weeks before Keith, so they're best of buddies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably gonna suck for at least 2 years.
Keith keeps saying he's got 3 years left, and then he's out of there, and then I'll talk to Larry about transferring back.
Oh. Well, just transferring up into management.
Because I want nothing to do with that management system. They have all their eggs in one basket. They use a NumSum system. They have a central server, and then each person can, or each of the management can log in, and they put lot numbers in one file. So all they have to do is piss off the wrong person who can sign in. All you do is delete NumSum, and they have none of their records.
I mean, I bet they probably have the backup somewhere, but...
I hope for their sake. And then I also talked to one of my former co-workers from Kenosha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I sent him a message back last year when they let me go. And I said, hey, thanks for showing me what to do on thin gauge stuff, but next time don't bitch and complain unless you're going to bitch and complain about everybody's welds. Well, he got back to me. It wasn't my fault. After they let you go, they let like 3 other people go. The place sucks now. The guy who had the problem with me, Scott,
yeah.
Apparently he was let go back in January this year.
Oh, okay.
Just said, well, sucks to be you guys.
Yeah.
But I guess that all that they did was use Scott to get Don Loopy, the welder, to come. And then... Once they got Loopy signed and comfortable, they said, fuck Scott. So he got bit in the ass. I don't feel sorry for that fucker.
Nope, my work was just boring as always. And then called in Wednesday. Called in, not Wednesday, Thursday.
Yesterday.
They got all the texts on the new hours, so I walk into work and there's only like three people in my department. I'm like, what the hell? Well, it turns out this can be a lazy day.
How late did you work Thursday, then?
I just worked at normal time.
Oh, at mid-afternoon?
Yeah,
you
2.
Don't have to make it up?
I didn't have to. I could have. If I wanted to, I could have made it up, but... That is if I wanted to. End up going home and going to bed at like 6 o'clock. I'm actually awake today. That's a surprising thing to figure out.
I know. Everybody's excited for the conspiracy draft at Lake Geneva now.
Yeah, and oh yeah, speaking of that email, I've got one from Mark too. I'm like, yeah, this is just a copy-paste email. Why are you sending this to me?
They sent it to everybody who hadn't pre-registered that was in their system, apparently.
Yeah.
As I said, I didn't even bother replying or anything. It's like, I'll be there, but I'm not putting $5 down in store credit to reserve a spot for a free draft and then not have $5 in my pocket.
Yeah.
Because I looked and they have like 24 slots left, so.
Wow.
They might actually get there for the 64.
They might. They definitely might. Now, this is, of course, that is in until we actually had Extreme Games people in there.
Well, I mean, even if you count a dozen Extreme, that still puts them almost 10 short.
Oh. They might actually hit it again. Unless they're just putting in names or say people that said that I'll be there.
Well, no, you can actually go on their website and pre-reserve a spot.
Oh.
And last I looked, it was like 21 left.
That's weird. And it was just people reserving a spot not realizing they're not going to be there. Because that's happened to them multiple times.
Yeah, I believe it. I know Carl says he's going to be there.
Yeah.
Eli sent me a message over Facebook. He's like, hey, do you have any of these cards? I'm like, I had that deck.
And as I told him, Bob's built the deck.
Well, because I talked to him last Friday a little bit on Facebook. I sent him my list before I went to bed.
Uh-huh. We're talking about Reanimator, yeah, for the listener.
Yeah, Blue-Black Reanimator and Legacy. And because I have it on Tapped Out. So
yeah.
It's like, I've been playing a couple hands with it. It's freaking ridiculous. I'm like, yeah, I know. The problem is when you have a crappy hand, you just dirtle.
Yeah. And he also hasn't got matched up. It probably hasn't got matched up against anyone that is able to counter him.
Well, you really can't play against people. But it's...
Yeah.
As I told him, as long as you got it proxied up tonight, we'll play.
Oh, and then with that Dark Painter build I made... Yeah, it's just adding black to what Red White Painter.
Oh, God.
Actually, the deck actually wasn't horrible. Oh. I was getting turn one, turn two kills consistently.
Using Dark Rituals to power out?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy.
Yeah, until somebody goes Spell Pierce.
Well, I mean, there are people that did that. I mean, the only time the deck lost without me being land screwed was when someone sat there and went, Abrupt Decay, Abrupt Decay, Abrupt Decay, Abrupt Decay. Counterspell, Abrupt Decay. That was the only way I lost.
Somebody does not know how to back a trailer up. You're gonna jackknife. You gotta get it turned first, dude.
Come on.
Turn the opposite way. You're gonna jackknife it. You're going the wrong way.
Oh, gotta try again. Oh.
There you go. Hey. Now turn it the other way.
Oh.
Quick.
Oh, and...
He's waiting for me. Oh, my gosh. I was so hoping to see him jackknife.
Good luck, guy.
I really wanted to see that guy jackknife. It's so funny when they bang up their quarter panels.
Yeah.
Then I also found out a project I want to build next summer.
What project?
A Bagos game.
Bagos?
Yep.
You mean cornholing?
Yes. But this will be the ultimate version of it.
Oh, with a couple?
I just saw it on Facebook.
You drink, I drink, you drink,
yes.
Me?
Yes. You drink, team drinks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to build that. Because that looks amazing. I love Bago.
No, I went in... No, my family was a big Bagos fan. But I even went and made my own Bagos. Actually, in my... they're in my garage right now. I just took some 2x4s and a big panel.
Mm-hmm.
The only downside was I didn't have enough wood to make the angled stilts. So, and then I didn't want to sit there and mess with it. And number two, I went when I made the hole.
Mm-hmm.
I just went with the skill saw. I went.
Oh my god!
I didn't actually make a hole. It's just like it's more like a hexagon. My father was surprised. I figured that out, and he's like, "I'm just like, I've seen you do it multiple times." It's like, wow, dude, how'd you figure out to do that? I'm like, because I've seen you do it.
I like the ones that my father-in-law did. He took, like, abstract paintings and put them on.
Oh, okay.
He hasn't done a clear coat on them yet, but they're beautiful.
I don't know. If you want to make it easy on yourself, I do still have the ones I got.
No, I'll build it from scratch.
Because, yeah, no, my family did that all the time. It's another one, like, where I'm with, like, with pool and all that. Either I'm gonna have a good day with it, or I'm gonna have a bad day with it.
I haven't shot pool in over a year.
I'll shoot pool every once in a while. With the people that play at Silver Lake, I'm always a ball behind.
Silver Lake Inn?
Yeah.
I think I know the people who own that.
You told me they were assholes.
Did I?
Yeah. That's where I went to go. That's where I go to get wings, and your response was, "Well, I just don't like the people that work there."
I can't remember if it was Silver Lake or another one, but I used to shoot pool at Breakers.
Mm.
And they said they knew the people at, I forgot what bar. Mm. Been so long. It's been probably, it's been 10 years since I found out, since I talked to the people at Breakers.
Hmm.
Oh, I didn't even get to listen to After Hours last week.
Oh. Well, you kind of act like you don't make the After Hours and don't know what goes on.
Well, I link to it, at least.
Yeah. No, and then I also realized I could put my brew text on MTG Cast. I forgot about that. That they're actually, since they are actually magic related. Whoops.
Didn't get yelled at this week for missing stuff on MTGcast either.
Or they didn't notice it.
I doubt it. No, Chewie's pretty good about it. Anyways, are you looking for anything in Conspiracy 2?
Kaya's?
You want Kaya's? Oh, she's black, white, I forgot.
Yeah.
You have color identity, not best deck loyalty.
Yeah. Which I'll be doing a brew with Kaya at some point.
Did you hear about the card 222 of 221?
No.
It's the alternate art Kaya foil.
Oh, so there's actually going to be a... There's a rare one?
Her foil is an alternate art.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that'd be cool to find.
I just want non-foil show-and-tells.
Show-and-tells would be nice, but again, I'm not building that deck, so they've just become trade bait for me.
Yeah.
A lot of cards besides Kaya will just end up being trade bait.
Planning on doing any tonight?
Magic or a draft?
Conspiracy.
Oh, there's Conspiracy tonight?
I sent you a message. $12 drafts.
Tonight?
Yes!
At 12 or?
No, at Extreme! It released today.
I mean, if you'll join in for a draft, I'll join in for a draft.
I'm planning on doing at least one or two, because it's freaking chances for show and tells.
Well, it's also $12 a draft.
And did you see what the prizes were?
It's no.
Four packs a person, one pack into the prize pool.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, and then it's winner take all from a four-player pot.
Oh, winner take all. Yep. So it's $12 in, but the winner takes all.
Yeah, each person will get the three packs a draft, and then there's one pack per person in the prize pool. You'll have an eight-person pod, and then you split it into two four-person groups. Winner takes all.
Winner takes all the cards, or just the, or all do you keep your packs?
You're going to keep your draft.
Okay, I just...
No, it's the prize packs. So
okay.
Winning the pot of four, you get an extra four packs.
Okay.
Which is actually pretty damn good.
Yeah, if the games go well enough, I'll keep playing. I don't have as much money to spend.
I mean, I'll probably do one or two at most. Because you just lose money cracking packs. It's better to buy singles.
Yeah. No, I highly expect that Kai is going to go up.
I just don't see it fitting in, sliding into a good home.
I was saying before, she'll probably replace Lily in some decks.
And I just don't see Lily being replaced because she's so much better.
I don't know. Like, even in sideboard, too, because if you're reversing a creature-heavy deck, then yeah.
Lily answers it just as good because she doesn't target.
Well, yeah, she doesn't target, but in creature heavy, then they're just going to sack their worst dude.
I mean, that's where it comes into play with Swords to Plowshares and Jacing and Jetting creatures.
Then you're requiring multiple cards.
Which is going to happen in the standard Stoneblade decks.
I don't know.
Yeah, I actually went through this week and sorted out all of my EMA commons and uncommons.
Mm.
I got playsets of every common and uncommon for my two boxes.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good.
Counting the foils that I got gives me a playset of everything from them.
That's cool. That is cool.
Like, it's kind of strange.
Well, it just shows you the math of the set.
Yeah.
Well, again, when freaking LG had them at $16 a pack, I'm like, yeah. No. No, hell no. A pack's only worth 10 bucks.
Wait, they have their single packs at 16 bucks.
They had them. They're on their last box, so they put it up at 16 because Jason is the way he is.
Jason's a gouger.
And I bet you they still have two boxes.
Well, Jason's also the son of a bitch who put fucking Battle for Zendikar Fab Packs at $60 the first day they were out.
Yeah?
Said he didn't get any, and he's sitting on like 20 of them. That guy, it fucking drove me nuts that he pulled that crap. I thought I kept hearing stuff.
So did I. Did my phone start falling?
It sounded like classical music.
Same. Hey, viewers, listeners, not viewers. If you heard any classical music, please let us know.
Yeah, that's kind of a little disconcerting. Actually, today I got up, called in, sat down on my computer. I must have filled out like 20 freaking applications.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
As I said, you work at that place until a week will change you.
Well, as I say, I'm either there till I'm dead or I find someplace better. Told Larry that, he just kind of rolled his eyes at me, and I'm like,
yeah.
Which one I'm here at every job.
No, I think I'm at that point now where the next occurrence is going to give me that 3-day suspension.
That's not good for you.
That ain't good for me, but then just give me a reason not to do anything for 3 days. Well, not do anything for 1 day, and then the other 2 days actually doing something.
Start looking. I mean, you've been there for, what, a year and a half now?
Yeah.
We get how many occurrences a year?
We get 6.
And you're on 4?
Yeah, I'm on 3.
Oof. And do they roll off in a calendar year or a rolling year?
I think they roll off in a calendar year. I think. I don't actually know.
My freaking burn.
Oh, finally scarred up?
I mean, it's making me look even whiter. Fiona saw it. She was like, Daddy, you got really white! Thanks, kid. Thanks. And I've also been a real bad boy this week.
Now what you gonna do? Pokey...
Mesh.
Pokey Mesh. What the hell is it?
Don't even...
Clicking it.
Don't sign in on your account. I have a whole bunch of illegitimate accounts that I just use for this.
Oh, you can just go anywhere in the world?
Well, I just use it to track. I don't use it to IP or GPS spoof.
Oh.
I just want to know what's out there. Like, I was real pissed this morning because I get done filling out my applications, turn it on, there's 10 seconds left of a Kadabra at the other end of the neighborhood.
Oh. It's those times where you get the Simpsons with where I don't know which one. That's not Simpsons.
Yeah, that is. That's
really? Oh, really? Okay, either way. Well, the one kid jumping through the window type thing. That meme.
Oh yeah.
There's an Abra 10 minutes away. It's actually somewhat busy this stop. I almost think that it was a good Friday for everyone. You took off. I barely had to do shit at work today.
Yeah, mine was very relaxing.
That was your phone.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab it for me.
Once you get off the break?
Yeah.
I'm not wait. No.
There we go.
Got it back.
It's actually really early.
It is. You texted me like when I
quarter,
said
quarter to three.
Yeah, quarter to three. I'm like, oh, either Bob had a half day or didn't have to work.
I was a bad boy, and I admit it. I just didn't want to deal with Scott, Larry, and Grant today.
Well, I noticed your text the moment I hit Lake Geneva.
I didn't even plan that. You got off at 2:30, and at 2:30...
No, I get done at 2. Was at Mike's by 2:30, which it's actually technically 40 minutes away, but...
Yeah, I know. And then you still made it to Geneva from there.
Yeah.
See, I thought you got off at 2:30.
No. No, there's not really much. There's not even that much magic news. I mean, beyond the conspiracy.
Yeah.
No, also too with playing on Cockatrice, I've actually been some. There's some people that have I've been mentioning, like, "Hey, I'm doing Brewtex. Me and my friend do a podcast." They're like, "Oh, let me go listen."
Oh, Joey, sorry.
I'm just like,
we're gonna get stalkers from Cockatrice. Thank you.
Oh, my brother's account is gonna get stalkers from Cockatrice. I don't sign him out. I just stay on my. I don't even sign in mine. I just sign in as his.
Oh god. It's been a pretty boring week overall.
Yeah. Boring beyond the fact that I spent $140 on Wednesday.
On what? Oh, on booze?
Was at the bar and then we went to the strip club. So.
Oh my god, Max. If you're just gonna give money away, give it to me. Spending money at the strip club is the dumbest drain ever. You get nothing out of it.
No, one of the guys mentioned, like, "Oh, well, listen to your Legacy Gauntlet one." I'm just like, well, that wasn't our best episode.
Did you get ink for your printer yet?
No. I mean, they'll print black and white.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's all. I just want to print the gauntlet off and it's just black and white so cards are legible.
Yeah. Well, it is a big thing. And then also, too, we got to not hand them to Corey to cut. Hmm? We got to not hand them to Corey to cut them so it doesn't count them right down the center of the...
Hand them to who?
Corey. When Katie
did. Yeah, well, Katie's the dumb one that gives it to the guy who's a little DTD.
No, I just wanted to probably be an asshole for that second.
See, if I did it, I'd be like, "Corey, can I use your paper cutter up here?"
Yeah. No. I thought we could do probably run through what builds we're going to use, or we're just going to use Knocklist offline.
I mean, that's pretty much just the idea.
Straight up just copy paste what's online?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the whole point of a gauntlet, Max.
Yeah.
You take the best decks, and then you're able to play against them. That's all that you do with a gauntlet. You don't try and brew decks that are going to be in the gauntlet.
Okay.
The gauntlet is the standard you have to meet.
I actually don't know if I still have a list of what we chose.
We might have to go through it again.
We might. It actually might still be in my pocket. It might not be. I don't know.
Oh, shoot. I forgot to bring it with. I found my old... graphene paper to show Katie.
Oh.
10 squares an inch.
I keep on forgetting to bring the one stuff I have.
How did you think Sunday went playing that first edition?
I think it went, like, well, but there was very... It was odd for me. I'm not used to, like, very random things. Well, not, like... I'm used to certain things happening after certain interactions.
Okay.
It's just like, I don't know, if we just keep going into dungeon, you may lose me. Because I'm more of the story person.
I mean, the story is up to the players.
Yeah.
In first edition.
Yeah.
Because eventually, we can run through modules, too.
Mm-hmm. But no, for right now, it's like a level 1 mage, so I get like one spell.
Yeah, well, your one spell saved the party, because I was hoping to javelin everybody to death.
Yeah. Well, yeah, my one spell saved the party, and then everyone's going, oh yeah, no, he died. He doesn't get any gold.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry.
I was just like, really? Come on.
Don't worry, my brother's going to be quite puzzled of what he's missing.
What did he lose?
I can't say.
I'm not going to tell him. Come on.
I'm not saying it, obviously.
What did he lose?
Something very important to him.
What did he lose? Did he lose his holy item?
I'm not saying what he lost, but it is very important to him.
Oh, this is going to be funny. Can I get heals? With what holy item, sir?
I don't know. You might just have to wait and see.
Yeah, that's going to be a funny one.
And then Steven's been messaging me all week.
What?
Oh, just... We got to play first edition some more. That was fun.
There's
something
fun.
I missed. Cure diseases, third level for druids.
Yeah?
I'm like, okay. Goes, well, are we going to get diseased? I'm like, there's a chance, Steven. It's not a guarantee.
Yeah, and then again, you're also adding in all the things that some people just haven't added in before that I happen to notice, like the wandering monsters and actual wandering monsters.
The wandering monsters are an integral part of it. Because otherwise you guys only would have gotten like 200 experience. What the hell is this guy doing?
I don't actually know. I think you should just pull further over, so then you can go right by him.
I have no clue. Oh, it's a girl. No wonder. Explains it all right there. Sorry, ladies, but bad woman driver right here.
I think we can just go with bad driver.
Yeah.
Because I think everyone would kill you if she heard you say that.
Ooh, pretty car off to our back rear.
Oh, wow. That one's got just winter claw. That thing's got a sunroof.
Yeah, I know. It's one of the higher end ones. I don't know why he's got winter claw tires in summer.
Probably just goes.
Tires will be dead.
Is that in... That is Subi, right?
Yeah, that's a Subi.
He might actually try and take off.
No, he's not.
Didn't have an accident here.
Oh, because I'm paying attention to the road.
Here's a phone back.
I'm gonna stop and get gas tonight.
No worries.
Oh, taste for dinner?
I had Jersey Mike's for lunch today.
Okay. So I'm on my own.
Kind of, basically. I mean, you can stop anywhere you want. I'll just get... If you end up stopping at Culver's, I'll just get a snack.
Thinking about stopping at the pizza place.
Okay.
For a slice of pizza.
Okay. That seems fair.
She's gotta be drunk.
I would not be surprised.
She is swerving all over the road.
That was funny on Wednesday because we're on our way to the strip club with my buddy. I see him go in the opposite lane, then get back in our lane. He calls me up instantly, like, right after that. I'm like, dude, I think you should drive. I'm like, yeah. You're about a mile away from your house. Get home.
Oh, bastard. So, wait, he was following you?
No, he was in front of me.
Oh.
I'm like, you're almost to your house. There's no one. This is, we're on a dead road. You should be fine.
Haven't you ever heard the 10 and 2?
10 and 2?
put your hands at 10 and 2 on the steering wheel, put your thumbs up, close one eye, and keep your thumbs between the lines.
Oh.
You've never tried, had to do that?
No.
I had to do it a couple of times. It works okay, as long as you're not too trash.
No, I've never been too trash to drive.
Ooh, Nelly.
Well, to go with, I've never driven when I'm trashed.
Good idea. Not worth the risk.
Yeah, definitely is not. Going back to our sales representative guy. Hmm? Whatever the guy that we ran into while we were getting your car wash.
Oh, yeah, last week.
Tell him about his buddy and what happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not one of those good stories.
I'm actually glad we didn't have to take the wife's car and get a car wash today. My foot is sore after not having crews going through Chicago.
Oh.
After having to run a tick pedal all day and then cruise down 94, my ankle's just a bit sore.
That's kind of weird, a car without a cruise and it's a newer one. That's weird.
It's perfectly fine because they put other features in. That's like a $600 stereo in the dash that comes from the factory. Where the cruise control is like $800, and if they don't put it in, then they also get to charge for labor.
Hmm. No, and then I think I'm trying to do like a gas money build. Gas money mean a build that's like under $20.
Hmm?
A build for Legacy and Magic. A $20 build.
I mean, you're pretty much playing Pauper then.
Yeah, I mean, Legacy competitive though.
At $20, I mean, unless you build like Pox without chains or Nether Void.
Yeah, no, I already know that this may be a challenge. This may be a severe challenge.
Maybe Burn, because you can get Price of Progress is really cheap right now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's probably gonna end up Burn, because whenever you say a cheap deck, people go, "Oh, Mono Red Burn."
I mean, that's pretty much what it is. If you can get Swift Spears for cheap. I mean, you won't be able to use Grimms and fetch lands.
Yeah. The country or Western Pop?
I don't know. All it says is Varsity Dancing School for a bumper sticker, so.
Probably Western Pop.
Yep.
I also need more music ideas for. I just realized that I kept them doing a lot of newer music.
For intro stuff?
Yeah. Now I was trying to figure out some older ones, and that's why I've remembered Five Finger with Jekyll and Hyde. Which I think actually turns out to be a really good intro song.
I still like, even though it's too slow to really be an opening, the Bleeding. Their first big hit.
Well, I thought about using Metallica, and then I got reminded that Metallica is one of those that will instantly. I don't know if it was. Metallica?
It's Lars Ulrich that is piracy bad, Metallica good.
Yeah, that was Metallica.
Yeah, but Lars was the big one who was anal about it.
Because, yeah, I don't want to have hissy fits because I'm using 30 seconds out of a song.
But you're not using it for profit?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
So, I think you can get away with using it, but better to be safe than sorry than support those douchebags.
Yeah. Because we're going to try to get some hair metal in for our older listeners.
Oh, God. Shoot me now.
It's not for you, Bob. It's for our listeners.
So then my question is, your quote-unquote Brutex?
Yeah.
Are you using Whitesnake? Here I go on my alone again?
No, actually, no. For all my Brutex, I'm actually using techno music.
Oh, God.
Just so that it shows that it's actually different. Well, techno dubstep, trance type of music is. A couple of them we have heard at Extreme. No, and then I've been trying to figure out what this. Cause now I'm doing an enchantment build right now. Using Starfield Index as the win con.
There's a better one, Max.
What?
Opalescence.
What is Opalescence?
The better version of Starfield of Nyx.
Oh, is that the one where the artifacts, your enchantments become...
All enchantments become creatures you can deliver CMC.
And what about the factor of reanimation of enchantments?
It's called a replenish. A white sorcery for white and three. Return all enchantments from your graveyard to the battlefield.
Oh, wow.
I told you about this many a times.
Okay. See?
Because you make it white, blue, so you can also use attunement, which is two colorless and a blue for a blue enchantment. Return it to your hand, draw three or four, and then discard the opposite one. So I think it's draw four, discard three cards.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, I'll just keep pitching all of these enchantments into my graveyard. Oh, look, replenish.
Oh, wow.
All right, it used to be a standard or a type 2 deck back in the day.
Okay, then.
Or you can just play the Ley Lines deck.
That's a look into these.
Plays all the Ley Lines of whatever. I mean, it plays four of each. And then plays Sarah's Sanctum and Opalescence. If you go first and they don't have a Force of Will, you can attack for 20 plus in the first turn.
Oh, wow.
You've never seen the deck?
No.
Oh my God.
I've only been playing Legacy about a year, Bob.
Yes, but I swear to God I've told you about this deck. It's just as Glass Cannady and inconsistent than Belcher. Because you actually play main deck Serum Powders. Because it gives you the free mulligans.
Huh. Well then. Looks like I'm going to have to put enchantments on a back burner for a bit. Until I learn more cards.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Oh my God. Thursday when I was coming home, I actually worked early so I could take my in-laws to the O'Hare.
Yeah.
On the way home, so I took off at 2:30, I was flying down P. I was doing like 45, 50. And fucking Racine State Trooper, or Racine County Trooper, sitting there right by that school.
Okay.
And I hit the 35, and I'm like, oh shit, as I see him behind me, so I slow down, and coming the opposite way, black Lamborghini. Broom! Probably doing 70.
Saved again.
Yes. I mean, I saw that cop flip his lights on, I started to pull over, and he was already turned around. I was like, damn!
That's crazy.
Oh.
Saved again on P.
Mm-hmm. Especially now with school going.
Yeah. That's right. The Burlington starts 2 weeks earlier than everyone
else. I think it starts next Monday.
Oh, okay.
Because Lake Geneva starts Thursday.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. They go Thursday, Friday to school, and then they are off on Monday, and they start Tuesday again.
That must be some Lake Geneva's, because I know Badger had something different.
Nope.
Wow, that's weird.
Yep.
They might be going for shorter school days again.
I have no clue. I know why. What? I mean, like, the bus company's like, how the hell are we going to keep enough gas in these buses?
Yeah.
Because they drop the high schoolers off, then they drop the middle schoolers, or the grade schoolers off, and I think by like the first day it's only like the freshmen and sophomore years at Badger.
Yeah.
But they're off at like 11 o'clock or noon, so they have to pick them up almost right away and then get done with those routes and do the routes yet again for the grade schoolers.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. I wonder how many guys I should support it though. Support a full bus coming in.
They, out by the bus company, there's actually road oil where it's a fleet fuel.
Hmm. I don't know. I wonder much tragic news. Anything else in conspiracy? You think it's going to be bonkers?
I mean, the prelim, the recruiter of the guards or whatever it is.
Yeah.
The reverse Imperial Recruiter.
Oh, also too, we should have looked this up earlier, but with Kaya and how her ability was the zero ability.
Yeah.
To exile her or target creature.
Can you exile somebody else's Kaya?
When we read it initially, well, it says exile Kaya, so you could exile your opponent's Kaya.
I think it's in regards to that Kaya only.
But either way, no other podcast has read it off right. They keep on reading Kaya and a creature, or yeah. Kaya or target creature you control, and then flicker at end of turn.
Yeah, nobody got that reading.
No one has read it right yet that I've heard. So unless the text was incorrect the first time we read it, or what? But
creepy Pikachu.
Yeah, creepy Pikachu again. Still haven't figured out a picture for Brutek yet, so. Might be creepy
Pikachu.
Creepy Pikachu might be it for a while.
What's this? I'm gonna check. Couldn't tell if this was handicap or not.
No, it's not handicap.
Nope, we're good. Alright.
They put handicap over there. They're one of the smarter areas that actually put the handicap a little bit further away. Because they know people want the front seats.
You can reach us at our standard communications @offtofnm for me, @NotSoSilentBob1.
And then @ForeverAndDead, drop a second name forever. Even though it'll be in the show notes for you guys.
Yeah. Hopefully cracked again.
Yep. Chewy will let us know. See y'all.